For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
I'm John Batch with my good friend and colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Most importantly, the author of a new book, Noble State, in praise of constitutional monarchy. It depends upon a monarch with a vivid understanding of his role or her role. Right now, the story is that when the President of the United States was at Windsor Castle before and after with the King and Queen, that the King was successful in impressing upon the President the necessity for maintaining and restoring Ukraine. That's the story out of the London Times. I mention that because it seems compatible with Gregory Copley's analysis for some time that a king is head of state, not head of government, and that it's his role in order to make the people feel confident with a high morale, inspired, kingly inspired, and also to deal with the relationships to other heads of state. The president is the head of state and head of government uniquely in the United States. In Britain, there is a separation. Mr. Starmer, who is much criticized, is the head of government. However, I move to another story that Gregory introduces me to, the King and Queen visiting Barrow-in-Furness. What I know from the map is that this is a small port town for some time, 2,000 years perhaps, on the west coast of Britain. What is the significance of his visit, Gregory?
Well, he visited Barrow-in-Furness basically to commission into service, into Royal Navy service, the sixth of seven new Astute class nuclear submarines, the latest being HMS Agamemnon, which is one of the names which has been used historically by the Royal Navy for warships. And it was a great opportunity for the King to basically to commission this ship into the Navy. He also undertook a number of other civic duties, including recognizing the incredible role which Barrow has had in industrial construction, and particularly for defense purposes, over decades, over centuries, in fact. It's been a shipbuilding port. In fact, when I was in shipbuilding in Britain, we built the dock gates for the submarine facilities in Barrow-in-Furness, where they were building these nuclear submarines. But now the King has named this the Royal Port of Barrow, which gives it a royal warrant and gives it recognition as having great stature of importance to the kingdom. And so that was very well received. In fact, the King and Queen were absolutely overwhelmed with people wanting to greet them and wave flags and touch the King and Queen at the ceremony. So it was very, very significant there. And the King was in his usual good form, delivered a very significant commissioning speech at the docks, surrounded by the senior military leaders and by the builders, British Aerospace, who built this submarine at the docks in Barrow. So it was very heartening and for the morale of the Navy, getting a state-of-the-art, world-class attack submarine. Mind you, the King's been busy with a lot of things. He just sent out, I think today or yesterday, a message of congratulations to the people of Papua New Guinea, of which he is the King as well. He sent it out for their anniversary of their independence. He also acknowledged that the King and Queen would go to visit to Pope Leo, bearing in mind that, of course, the King and Queen did visit Pope Francis about 6 days before he died, because they wanted to get that meeting in before the Pope died, and it was a special undertaking. So the King's been very, very busy doing these things which actually build relationships, build morale, build connections around the world. And I think it's been a heartening time, particularly when there's been a lot of publicity about his younger brother, Prince Andrew, and his wife, as well as about Prince Harry and the like. But the reality is that the monarch is doing extremely well in cementing activities, and the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh have been sent out on royal missions as well. So things are being very busy around the throne these days, and doing real work, whilst the government is preoccupied with saving itself from imminent disaster.
Right.
The Prime Minister Starmer has been at the Labour Party annual conference, which has not gone well for him. Massive protests against him at the conference,
seconds,
which is up in the middle.
30 seconds, yeah. Gregory. 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Can we call Baron Furness a AUKUS port? Is that still intact? 30 seconds.
Oh, very much so. Yes. Very much so. That will be building the post astute class submarines for both Britain,
right,
and initially for Australia as well.
Well, now I've visited a place without actually having been there that I find now AUKUS has a point on the map on the west coast of Britain. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, Noble States, the new book.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.